Ghana Catholic Bishops Urge Government to Resist Pressure from LGBT Lobby. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on February 21, 2021. Ghana's Catholic Bishops Conference, GCBC, has urged the government not to succumb to efforts to impose the LGBT agenda in the African country. In a statement released Friday, the GCBC declared the rights of homosexuals as persons do not include the right of a man to marry a man or of a woman to marry a woman. For the Church, this is morally wrong and goes against the purpose of marriage. The statement, signed by the President of the Bishops' Conference, Archbishop Philip Nameh, stressed the European Court for Human Rights has ruled that same-sex marriages are not considered a human right. Archbishop Nameh praised attorney Moses Fowamoning, Executive Secretary of the National Coalition for Proper Human Sexual Rights and Family Values, for insisting the European Union should not impose their so-called values and beliefs on Ghanaians who are against homosexuality, adding that the laws, values and cultural beliefs in Ghana do not allow for such practices. We, the Catholic bishops of Ghana, write to condemn all those who support the practice of homosexuality in Ghana, the Archbishop stated. We do this because the Roman Catholic Church is opposed to this abominable practice. The bishops further urge the executive and the legislature never to be cowed down or to succumb to the pressure to legalize the rights of LGBTQ in Ghana, adding that the Bible considers homosexuality as a perversion and a pagan abomination. To choose someone of the same sex for one's sexual activity or for marriage is to annul the rich symbolism and meaning, not to mention the goals, of God's sexual design, the text reads. Homosexual activity is not a complementary union, able to transmit life, and so it thwarts the call to a life of that form of self-giving which the Gospel says is the essence of Christian living. The bishops underscore Catholic teaching that affirms the equal dignity of all human persons while calling them to live virtuously. Even though the Church strongly condemns homosexual acts, it insists that the rights of homosexuals as persons should be respected, the bishops continue. Homosexuals are also human beings, created in the image of God, and they should enjoy the same fundamental human rights that all people enjoy. Follow at Williams Rome.